This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
From a freeway trailer, if you'd handled what I'd taken, separate loads, separate calls, no fine line, don't have to be a dead rat, 'cause dead rat can go wrong. Oh, we could be friends. We could be friends.
Rose, we are back. Natalie, producer, is here. Hello.
Hello.
That was Francis and the Lights, Friends, featuring Bon Iver and Kanye West. Mm. Do you say Bon Iver or Bon Iver?
I say Bon Iver, but I know it is Bon Iver.
Yeah, and
it
okay, so
right.
I am right.
Yeah, you are.
Because
right.
It feels like I sound like a dick.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver. Bon Iver. Yeah. But I like Bon Iver, but Bon Iver makes me sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Just doesn't sound like anything. It just sounds like nonsense. Bon Iver?
Nonsense! Hello, everybody. We were away last week.
Yeah.
Doing Lee Fest and stuff, which we're actually releasing a extra special show, all in the name of Summer of FUBAR in association with Overhang, which will be playing out, I think, next week.
Yes. I'm going to edit it, put it together.
Yeah, which is going to feature all the incredible interviews we did. Myself and Michael Payne went and chatted to lots of the artists that were playing. Mm. It was a lot of fun, and we drank some drinks.
We did. We had some. I have to say, I give it to Lee Fest. We both did. The bar prices there are
wow.
Far cheaper than some pubs in London.
Oh, this is timely. Leon's oh, yes. Just arriving with our champagne glasses because it is my birthday show, everybody.
It is your birthday.
Woo! Oh! She's even done a button. Okay, so now I'm going to do something quite unheard of and open a bottle of Prosecco with fake nails on.
You've got nails.
Fake nails, though, which is, they'll probably just, one of the nails is probably going to ping off into your eye in a minute now.
Okay, good. I've always wanted that to happen.
Well, would you rather be blinded by a Prosecco cork or a nail from my finger?
Prosecco, I think. I do really? Think a Prosecco cork, because it's not
you
a,
could
not
tell
shop.
Everyone forever I was blinded by Harriet Rose's
that's
nail.
True. Yeah, that's. I'd keep it. I'd keep it in my eye.
Really?
Mm. That'll be
Do
weird.
You think that's Betty Wap's story?
Was one of your nails?
Blinded by one of my nails.
I think it might be.
I think it might
you
be as well.
You know Fetty quite well, don't you?
Me and Fetty are quite close. Okay. Well, not anymore since the nail incident.
Yeah, yeah, he's a bit pissed off. Yeah. I don't know why. It's very unreasonable.
And we've got a cracker of a show today, haven't we?
We have.
Loads of new music coming up, plus music news and reviews, which I love to say and not... Oh, sorry, am I standing in the wrong position? That doesn't make sense to any of you at
no,
home.
No, because you're...
Because you don't need to know why I'm standing in the wrong
no.
position. Because I might be doing an Orlando Bloom right now.
Yeah.
Standing naked in...
Fully uncensored, as we are an uncensored station.
whilst canoeing towards Natalie in the studio.
Naked.
Naked, always naked.
Yeah.
We've got Shayla Rose coming in a little bit later. Cadiata, which I'm really... Basically, all of the people that we've got coming in today are really, really cool. New music. That's what we like on this show, though.
Fresh new music.
Fresh, hot people doing new music stuff. It's very good. Also, we've got Hannah Jane coming in later as well. It's really exciting.
Big guest today.
Should we play some music? Oh, wait, no, I'm just going to hold
pop
on.
Pop it.
Nat, you might have to concentrate on speaking for a minute while
you're good at doing this, aren't
do
you? That's
I'm aiming it at you. Ready?
Don't aim it at me. That would be...
Oh, God.
Gently.
Okay.
Or not. So I don't like to waste it. If anything spills out,
ready?
Then it's a waste of... Oh, well done.
Oh, shit. No, it's fine.
No, it's perfect. You've done
like
that before.
A smoking gun. Leon, can you pour these for us? Because I think it's appropriate that we don't pour them for ourselves.
It's my birthday,
for fuck's sake.
You just drink drinks.
So thanks, everyone, for tuning in to today's birthday episode. Hannah Jane Lewis is going to be joining us in a hot minute. But first, we've got music, news and reviews coming up next. And lots of very exciting... Oh, Leon, have you ever poured a glass of Prosecco before?
You've never poured Prosecco in your life.
Just hold it.
Slow it.
And turn it to the side. No, you've got to hold it. Why are you using both hands? You'd be an awful waiter.
Yeah.
But you could be a naked butler, Leon, if you wanted to be.
Sure, yeah.
But take you wouldn't pick. Be able to pour the champagne. Maybe that's what Orlando Bloom is going into, naked butlering. And he was actually just getting used to it.
Has he been in a film for a while?
Not sure.
No.
Pirates of the Caribbean 11?
Fine, yeah, that's good. Good to have a sideline, though, naked butlering.
I think
butlering.
So. I think I had naked butlers at my 18th birthday, talking of birthdays
oh,
and
really?
Naked butlers. Yeah. They were actually friends of mine as well.
I didn't even know. I thought that is a thing, is it?
Yeah, yeah. And I saw him bend down.
They're fully naked.
Yeah. But they know. But they wear like a butler uniform. So they have like an apron in front of their penis.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Leon.
That looks lovely. Thank you.
Put it in the ice bucket over there. thanks, Nat, who I think...
Yeah.
Is this the Prosecco that I bought you for your birthday?
Might be.
Which is quite ironic, really.
I've got a lot in the fridge. So I've got another bottle.
You like to stack it up.
I have four every
time.
Well,
cheers, everybody. As part of music news and reviews, I won't start it yet, but I'll excite you by playing a song that is very exciting to me from an album that is very exciting to me. Neo has finally released her brand new album. We're going to play her track Happy right now.
Make them better. So don't you worry about it. No, just what to do to make you happy.
Presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
Hey, foreign babies in the house. Pavane!
Yeah, right!
Nudity, it's in the videos. Up to y'all to do what you want.
Yeah,
but right. At the end of the day, it's your prerogative.
Yeah, if you're wrapping your clothes, just happen to fall off like they do all the time.
All the time!
All the time!
Every single time.
Oh, man.
I'll be sitting on the bus, just like, you know, riding a hot 16, and then bang, oh, what the fuck?
I had this really weird idea for an artistic video. Dude, like hard dude, shirt off. And it goes down. He's kind of got a semi. And then while he's spitting.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Like butterflies and Hennessy, I'll trade it in for happiness, but joyful don't remember me. Sitting on my front lawn, waiting for him to call me. He said he knew my name. Shame on me, fool me once, shame on you. I got my candy cane, my name is hella pimpin' too. You can watch a play a move, or we could call this ice cream in my Sunday sweater. Patent leather tethered to a fancy car. I know you wanna touch me and your old religion caviar. Holy water avatar, blue like the tears when I left you. I met you on Saturday morning, it's raining and storming. Approach me with caution, I come with a warning.
If you sweep me off my feet, I'll probably clean my act up. I swear I'll be on my best behavior. From this day forward, a lifetime after. If you're my baby, and I know this world is something crazy. Call me crazy, as long as you know my name.
I used to dream in parables, partially love you naturally, happily ever after. Cigarettes over blunts now, Miracle Whip at Funtown. Summertime, delight, delight, Mississippi over ice, Janet Jackson and flashing lights. We could dance a little if you'd like to. My vagabond's a lonely road, a celebrated haiku. Contemporary overzealous, think I really like you. Sing with me, paranoia light blue. Piano was a deep red, your fingers were a green hue. Watch you make a rainbow out of sacrificial love in the club off the alley, alley, feeling holy. The DJ was religion, I swear on the Pope, you know me.
Name is just a name. Don't call me crazy. And rain don't feel like rain. It's been so common lately. And love is just a word. Unless you show it. So tell me what you call me when I'm cold, not around.
Absolutely love that. That was No Name, who's a brand new artist, and that was her Sunny duet with, featuring The Mind.
I liked that a lot.
She's really sick. Also very cool. I found that on my favourite music website, Pigeons and Planes.
Yeah.
And before that, Happy by Neo. So you need to go and get her album, For All We Know. It's out now. And she's just incredible. I think she's everyone I know who's, even people who hadn't heard of her before her album, because her album's got quite a lot of press.
Yeah.
Everyone's sort of really excited. Like, oh my God, I love this girl Neo. I'm like, babe, I've known about Neo since day one.
I was there from the start.
I should have said time.
I was there from time.
Yeah, and I said day instead of time.
Yeah, that's
bollocks.
Similar. It's similar.
Fuck. Fuck.
Let's make day a thing.
Yeah, day.
I was there from day, yeah?
Oh, no, that's right. It's time, I said.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait.
That's
fuck,
right. You can get away with that. I've liked her for time. That's what you would
You're
say.
From Surrey. You should know.
I know everything. I know all the speak. the lingo.
You've actually got a really posh accent.
Do I?
Yeah, I didn't realise you did until somebody else pointed it out to me.
Whoa.
My girlfriend Sam said, Nat's got a really posh accent.
What did you think I was very...
I'd never noticed until you brought it up. Actually, she does have quite a posh accent.
You're posh too.
Am I?
Yeah, you're very posh.
Okay, well, I think you're more posh than me.
I think you are. So let's posh off.
Fuck off. Twat.
I can say fuck off. That's posh as saying
that's
fuck off.
That's quite posh, yeah. That's quite posh. Yeah. So if you'd like to tweet us in at Foobar Radio, who do you think is more posh, me or Nat? Tweet us at Foobar Radio. Also, tweet in your last requests and your desert island dicks. We're going to be playing a special desert island dick later, aren't we?
We are. And with some boys from...
Everything.
Yes.
Who we saw at Lee Fest and we had a little chit-chat.
They did a very good one.
Very good.
What I liked about it is almost as if you hadn't even finished the question, they had the answer. It was like they've been waiting their whole life for someone to ask them that.
I actually have found recently a lot of people... I think, you know what, it's people that have been in the industry longer, because I found that the people that we've asked that have been like sort of fledgling, up and coming, they're a little bit scared to answer, probably because at that moment they're quite focused on their own music, so they're probably not really listening to other people's music, which is kind of makes sense really.
Yeah.
But when you're an artist that's been in the industry a bit longer, you're a little bit more out there. And
I think maybe there's a thing about you don't want to say someone and piss them off. Do you know what I mean by saying I hate that song, but then you justify it by saying it's probably a song that you've heard 400 times and you go, I can't listen to it anymore for a bit.
I know. I try and tell them that, but they just don't listen.
They don't listen. But everything, straight in with a very good choice and very good reasons, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Right, we're going to do a bit of music news and reviews right now. So I'm going to start this off, I need to discuss something that's not related to this, but I feel like it's news. So this man on Twitter keeps asking me to wedgie him, and I really need to talk to some people about it because I don't understand. I haven't replied to him yet, but he's done it now twice.
What's the actual sentence he said?
So like, I'll put up a picture or a photo or something about what I'm doing. For example, when I was going to the Suicide Squad premiere last night, I put up a picture about going, and he replied to it, said, "Can I pay you to wedgie me in public?"
How much is he offering?
This is what a lot of people have said to me, right?
Don't say no.
I haven't gone back to him, to be honest. I'm a little bit scared.
Just ask him.
I'm a little bit scared. His profile picture is a picture of a boy getting wedgied by two girls.
That's his thing. He loves a wedgie.
I got that impression. But he's done it before, Nat. The last time he did it, I put up a picture completely unrelated of me and my friends at a wedding, and he just said, "Can I wed you in public?" And for that one, I was like, "Oh, he could be talking to any of the three of us." So I won't reply directly because, you know, could be talking to any of us. No, he's talking to me because he's done it again to a picture of just me.
Say it again. He wants you to wedgie him in public.
So he just says, "Can I pay you to wedgie me in public?"
I mean, yes. If I had that, I would have said, yes, what are we talking? Let's talk numbers.
Yeah, obviously, but what numbers are we talking?
It's going to have a couple of zeros on it, isn't it?
If he said to me, "Can you wedgie me in public and I'll pay you £5,000, I'd probably do it.
Well, you wouldn't do it for 500, I would.
No.
You wouldn't do it for 500? You got to wedgie him.
Babe. No. £500, that's nothing.
What? Immediately, Harriet wins, posh off. £500 is nothing.
Not
it's a posh statement.
Not for touching someone's near their bum that you don't
wear
know them.
But you'd wear gloves. And all you're doing is... I mean, I know how wedgie works. You just pull the pants up, don't you?
You're saying I'm posh and you don't know what a wedgie is. A wedgie is where you take someone's knickers and you ram them so hard up their bum crack that it actually chafes.
But not with your hand. You get the two pants either side and you pull them up.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. Who would not do it for 500 quid?
Can I just say one thing, though, about this guy? Let me just try and find the tweet. So here he is. John Denham. So John doesn't follow me on Twitter,
Okay.
But has repeatedly found me on Twitter just to ask me that question. Why?
Does he ask anybody else? Is it just special for
you? I don't want to think about the other girls that he's asked, Nat. I want it to be about me.
John, get in touch with me. We can talk numbers. If I get one... I'm still in the deal. It's happening.
Okay, so I'm having a look at his profile right now, and it hasn't got that. He's done a lot of retweets, but not that many. He hasn't asked that many people to wedgie him recently.
Oh, wow, it's very special. It's obviously got a real thing for
you. Well, I feel like maybe before he asked me, he was asking a lot of people, and now he's just asking me.
This poor guy is sat at home just waiting for your gentle touch to wedgie him.
Gentle, babe. Do you know what a wedgie is?
It's not as gentle, I know. But you could try it.
It's the opposite of gentle, a wedgie. Did you never get wedgied when you were younger?
No. I've really missed out on life, haven't I?
I feel like you would be a better person if you'd been wedgied.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't want you to do it to me.
I mean, that was the whole point of me bringing up this conversation.
I just want to check
that I still remember how to wedgie by wedgieing you. Because if someone's going to pay me money to wedgie them, I need to make sure it's a good wedgie.
Okay, but I would want to be paid for you to wedgie me. I'm not just doing it for free.
Okay, well, I'm not going to pay you £500 to wedgie you.
What are you paying me?
Nothing.
Well, then it's not happening, is it? At least this guy is offering like money.
I bet Jacob
money on
would
table.
Do it for free. Jacob would let Harriet.
Would you let Harriet wedgie you? He's not.
Yeah, yeah. Look, as soon as I turn around, he's like, yeah. Sorry. So moving on to music news and reviews. If anyone hears from that man, and if they ask him, if he asks you to wedgie you in public, don't tell me, because I like to think it's just me.
I still think we should just reply. I mean, but you can't just
numbers. I think Fubar should reply to him.
Yeah, can we do that, please, Jacob? Can we just ask about how much? Can we just reply on behalf of Harriet and find out some what we're talking?
Money. You can act as my management.
I would want cash up front
wedgie
as well.
Management.
Cash right. before wedgie.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Right, so we're going to talk a bit about music news and reviews now. Stranger Things actress. You've been watching Stranger Things, yeah?
I've seen a couple of episodes.
Oh my God, so good. So the little girl in it, the girl that plays 11, Millie Bobby Brown, is actually a really good singer.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, there was a little article on the internet. She's also a super creepy alien thing that saves lives, but she can also sing. She sang an Adele song and an Amy Winehouse song, so you better go and check them out because she's very good. Also, we're going to play in a little minute Kanye West's... we started the show with Kanye West's track with Bon Iver, which I love. Bon Iver, Nat.
Okay, it's Bon Iver.
Which I don't hear him sample. I don't hear him in the song.
I didn't hear him at all, unless he's... I don't know what
he's in the
doing.
Video, and it's actually a really cool... Oh, my God. What? That is the best wedgie gif that has been put on Fubar Twitter.
Is that what Jacobs has done?
Yeah, that's really impressive. That's going to get him going now.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I thought a wedgie...
Where are you getting these?
Isn't a wedgie...
Everyone head to the Fubar Twitter and have a look at the wedgie gif that has gone up, because it is
quite
offensive.
Isn't a wedgie the opposite way round?
No, but it's a GIF now.
Oh,
you
right,
can't,
okay.
You know, it's whichever way around. It's just a revolving image.
Okay. Pulling pants out your bum. Okay, sure.
So, I wanted to talk about the Wolves video that Kanye's released. It's also a Balmain campaign.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. But everyone got really angry because he was like, oh, my new video's out. And then everyone's like, hold on, is this just an advert for Balmain?
Yeah.
Which it is. But it's a super sexy advert with loads of people crying, including him and Kim Kardashian, and loads of famous models crying in really expensive clothes.
They're hungry, that's why.
They're hangry. Hangry for the Wolves.
I imagine him as a crier, Kanye. I do imagine. I can 100% see him as a big
but
crier.
But watch it, because he's really crying. It's not like a little bit. It's like, it's obviously fake tears, because they're like really gushy tears.
Yeah, but have you ever looked at yourself when you cry?
Yes.
Do you know, sometimes when you cry, you're like, this is really ugly crying.
How many times do you, number one, cry, and number two, look at yourself when
you cry? I do it every morning. Just good to have a little cry.
Cathartic.
And then set you up for the day.
No, that is not a shocker, actually, Nat. I feel like that is something that you would do.
And every evening, sorry, as well. Just twice a day, I think, is really good.
Instead of, like, yoga or prayers, you just cry.
It's yoga for the face. And it's, like, cleaning your face with the salt water.
Yeah, and also, it's cathartic. You're getting all that emotion.
It's gone. That's why I'm hard as nails the rest of the time.
You're so hard as nails, man. I thought you were going to be like, I've never cried in my life.
No, I've cried. No, I do.
Why are you putting your glass so far away from you? Is it because you're scared about...
I don't want it over here.
Oh, that's why, because you don't want it near the electronics.
No, best not to, really.
So I've got
safety
all the...
First.
Basically, it just looks like I've got like three glasses of Prosecco next to me. Frank Ocean. We need to talk about Frank Ocean. Where's the album, babe? Well, apparently, Boys Don't Cry might drop tomorrow.
Yeah. I saw this and I thought of you immediately.
But I've also heard it might drop in November, so you're really playing with my emotions here, babe.
Oh, come on, Frank.
Yeah, Frank. So, fingers crossed we're going to get it tomorrow, in which case we'll have a full review and we'll be playing some of the tracks next week.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you if that's going to happen because I don't know.
We don't know.
I will WhatsApp Frank and see what his vibe is.
Yeah, do. See if he wants a wedgie as well.
Yeah. No. I'll ask him if he wants me to wedgie him in public for money. Because that is actually a new business venture of mine.
Yeah, it's good.
Also, this thing, which sounds amazing. This guy's created a pillow, that's got speakers inside it so that you can listen to stuff as you go to sleep, but no one else can hear it.
I love that.
Just you. So it's got like... And it's also got a vibrating thing, so if you start snoring, it'll wake you up.
That's perfect.
I know.
Do you know how much this costs?
No, but it's called the Zeke Smart Pillow. Yeah. But imagine, do you snore?
No, I don't. I genuinely don't.
I thought me and Nat were going to have to share a bed at Leafest, yeah. but we ended up not. I slept in the child's bedroom.
You did. It was a child's bed, yeah.
I was upset. I was hoping to find out what your bedroom antics were.
That's very good.
We had a good time at Lee Fest, didn't
we? Yeah, we did. It was nice.
We saw Lee quad biking across the festival a lot.
He was. He was.
And I kept saying
man.
His name and being like, oh yeah, Lee's around. And then suddenly he was there. It was really weird.
Really weird. But yeah, we saw quite a few. Well, who did we see? Little Sims was one of my favourites, I have to say.
She was the best at the festival. She was by far, I loved her.
Yeah.
Her performance was incredible. BT Heart were good.
Formation we saw.
We really love Formation on this show. And they've been on the show. So
they have. And Roots Maneuver as well was amazing.
The whole thing, to be honest, was pretty... someone's just tweeted us back about the wedgie, which I'll go back to in a minute.
Okay.
But Lee Fest was absolutely incredible. So make sure you get your tickets next year. Plus, we'll be doing this extra special episode. So Michael's just tweeted us in. The person who found this is probably into anime and has the same fetish as the guy asked to be wedgied, part one. Part two, has anyone seen both people in the same room at the same time?
Who was that? It was either Jacob or Cavi. So whoever found this...
Cavi, are you the wedgie person that keeps asking to wedgie me?
Yeah. And she's really into wedgies.
Okay, now we know who it is. Cavi, in real life.
She's got a fetish.
She's got an anime butt-crack fetish. We know your game, Cavi. We know your game. Okay, two glasses of Prosecco in and we've absolutely lost the plot.
Yeah.
So there's one more. Oh, No Name, who I played earlier. Yes. I really want everyone to go and check her out. That was a track from her debut project, Telephone, spelt with an F, which is out now. She's worked with the likes of Chance the Rapper and Mick Jenkins, and I just think everyone needs to pay attention to her because she's really cool, a lot cooler than we are.
Mm.
So I think it's good to... Not convinced by that now?
Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself. Fair enough,
no,
actually.
You're right. 100% right, of course.
Also, everybody, please tweet in your last request and Desert Island Dicks.
Yeah,
and if you've forgotten what Desert Island Dicks is...
Desert Island Dicks.
It's a song that you hate most in the world or a song that you're sick to death of hearing that I'm going to stick you on a desert island with.
Mm.
And last request is a banger that you want to finish the show with.
No ballads.
And we're going to be doing a review of Suicide Squad a little bit later on the show because I went to the premiere last night.
Posh, already posher than me. Go to premieres.
Oh my God, babe, it's so not posh. Although they did give us free minstrels, posh. So I do feel pretty
the
posh.
The poshest chocolates of them all.
Yeah, and I also stole someone else's Maltesers as well.
Not as posh.
What, stealing?
Stealing and, well, Maltesers quite posh, are they?
I think they're quite posh.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to play some music and then we're going to be talking to Hannah Jane Lewis after the break. So this is Bastille, which I'm loving, by the way, this song, Good Grief.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Watching through our fingers, watching through our fingers.
Shuts my eyes and count to ten. It goes in one ear out the other, one ear out the other. Burning bright right till the end. Now you'll be missing from the photographs, missing from the photographs.
Watching through our fingers.
What's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh,
every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
What you do?
Favorite song. I've been dancing at a funeral, dancing at a funeral, sleeping in the clothes you love. It's such a shame we have to see them, but shame we have to see them. But what's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh,
every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Stumble and each misfire. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
excuse me, I've lost control of all of my senses. You might have to excuse me, I've lost control of all of my words. So get your arm, call me a fool, put me in my place, put me in my place.
Open to whatever you find. Then there's me, hopelessly trying to find a way of hearing three little words from your mouth. I'm not feeling this heaven without humor me. I know you said it, but say it again. I wanna know that you mean it this time. Say it again. I know that I should believe it. The safest feeling I've had. It can't be true. Someone like you feels this way for me. I hear three little words from your mouth. My heart can't figure it out. So humor me. I know you said it, but just say it again. I wanna know that you mean it this time. Say it again. I know that I should believe it.
Good Grief, followed by Francis, Say It Again. Brand new singles from both those guys. I'd like to welcome Hannah Jane Lewis to the studio. How's it going?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very, very good. Very excited to hear your new single, which has anyone else actually heard Hide and Go Seek yet?
No one, actually. Only the behind the scenes.
Yeah. So we've got an exclusive play of your single, which is coming out next week.
Yes.
Very exciting. Yeah. So you've released a couple of singles already this year. Tell us a bit about the sort of what you're working on at the moment.
Yeah, I released my first single at the end of April, and that was a song called Why Start a War, and I didn't really know like what was going to happen after that. I kind of just like went for it.
But it went really well, didn't
it?
A lot of good positive feedback.
So it went really well, which was great. And then ever since then, I released another single called Bend or Break, and then this next, Hide and Go Seek, is my next one. But in between then, I've basically just been writing loads.
Amazing.
For future singles.
That's great though, isn't it? Because that's what a lot of people tend to do, and then you just have a bank of tracks.
Yeah.
You can just just be like, I've already got an album, babe.
Yeah, I'm all set to go.
Yeah, you're just ready to rumble. So you're working on a lot of stuff right now, mm-hmm. and you're obviously, you know, different projects coming up. You're not really sure what's going on in the future, but things seem to be progressing incredibly yes. well. If you do one single and then suddenly there's another one, there's another one, there's another one, we might have an album by the end of the week. What it sounds like. But you born in New York, is that right?
Well, I'm born here, but I moved out to America for ages. So actually, like, that story kind of got lost within the blogs, and then suddenly I was like an American singer-songerwriter.
Because I was going to say, you don't sound
No,
American.
I know, that's what keeps happening. I keep, like,
you're not
up
like,
to places.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I keep turning up, and they're like, you're not American. No, but I lived out there for ages, so...
So where did the accent go?
I did have when I was out there, I tried to keep my English accent because like being an English
makes
person in America, yeah, exactly. But so I had like a bit of a twang when I was out there, like just the way that I talked was differently, and like all my friends here would say I definitely had an American accent. But then as soon as I came back here, it just kind of went away.
Yeah. So how long were you there for?
Like 7 or 8 years, I think.
Oh wow, that is a long time. Mm. Did you find it inspired your music at all living there?
Yes, for sure, because I think I listened to a lot of stuff that I wouldn't have necessarily like heavily listened to here.
Yeah.
And like loads of different stuff as well. Like I lived in Florida too before mm-hmm. I moved to New York, and over there like we listened to a lot of rap and reggae and that kind of thing, and I just can't imagine that I probably would have got into that here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely did inspire me for sure.
Did you go to Disneyland a lot when you were living
in
Florida?
Yeah. My high school, you have this like graduation thing, and you have like a party, and all the Floridian high schools go to Disneyland, and they do it like at night, so it closes until like 6 a.m. and you go and there's like foam parties everywhere. Like,
what is this, like BCM in like
it is
Walt
so
Disney?
It's so weird, but it was so fun. So yeah, I have been there a lot.
I am livid for one, because that's probably I think I want to get married at Disneyland. It's one of my favorite places in the world.
Well, you can like stay in that castle now, can't you?
That is my ultimate dream.
That is mine too.
Me and Kim Kardashian just chilling out. I can imagine she's probably stayed in there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's probably about £500,000 for one night. But anyway, let's go, babe. So me and you are going to go and get married and also
stay.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
So I'm really jealous of that. Mm. But that sounds amazing. But back to the music. Let's talk a bit about the music. So what's up for the rest of the summer? Are you doing some live gigs with these new tracks?
I'm actually not doing anything live right now, but hopefully soon. So pretty much right now, I'm basically like, I guess, working behind the scenes, writing with lots of different people and with like the same people who I wrote the songs that have come out.
Yeah.
So it's mostly right now about writing.
And you working with like a lot of people sort of doing writing? Are you writing for other people, or are you literally focusing on you right now?
Just focusing on me. But sometimes like when I write a song that ends up not being right for me, like there's definitely like potential of that going somewhere to someone else. But yeah, right now the focus is on like my songs.
And what's the sort of dream for the next year for you?
I would like to release an album. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm so bad at like time frames of things,
it takes,
you know?
Yeah, it's like, weird. Sometimes it takes a month, sometimes it takes 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. So I never really know like how to answer that. But I love doing live. It's like my favourite thing to do out of the whole thing. So as soon as I start doing live, I'd quite like to do like a lot of shows, and I'd like to go to like South by Southwest and Great Escape and all those like key places people go. So live is like a big thing for me.
And you would fit in well at South by Southwest, because that's America.
Yeah. Texas, right?
A little bit of American, I heard then. a little twang. So that's exciting. So when you say your favourite thing about it is live performing, what about live performing do you love?
I just feel like I like feel really comfortable on stage. I'd say like that. I just love doing it, and I get really into it. So I think that's you know how some people are nervous. I used to be nervous when I was younger, but like I just absolutely love it.
Yeah,
I don't know why. And I like an audience, and I like talking to people and
bouncing off people and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's weird because a lot of artists say that it's their favorite thing, but then they do so many different kinds of shows. Like festivals are different, gigs are different. You know, you get your riders. That's the thing.
That's the reason why.
Well, no. That's what me and Nat are really keen to be musicians just because of the riders.
Yeah.
I DJed at a festival recently, and all the people that were performing had riders, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so excited, I'm gonna get a rider. And I didn't. Free drinks at the bar though, so that was fine.
Oh, that's good.
But I really
didn't get like a bowl of blue M&Ms.
That's what I mean. I really like the idea of that. So like, what would be your ideal rider if you were gonna be Mariah Carey diva?
Oh my god,
what would be on that rider?
My favourite thing in the world is pick a mix, so I'd quite like, you know, like an elaborate like proper Candy King situation of like and all the sweets,
like Willy Wonka style, yeah. Sort of in the dispensers as well.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, with the scoopers. Yeah.
Basically, like what was that film with Macaulay Culkin, Richie Rich?
Oh my god! I haven't thought about that film in ages.
He also had his own McDonald's. If we can, take our minds back.
I might have to watch that again soon. That was good.
I think that would be my rider, just being Richie Rich. Can I just be Richie Rich, please? So we've got another single coming out next week. Mm-hmm. We're going to play it in a hot minute. Before we go, we play a little game on this show called Desert Island Dicks. And I like to ask people, I like to stick them on a desert island first and foremost, mm-hmm. but with the most hated song in their repertoire, the one that they, every time you hear it come on the radio, it makes you wince, because either you've loved it once or you've always hated it. Doesn't really matter. But you are stuck with this song for the rest of your life on your own on a desert island.
Oh my gosh, that would be hard.
So, Hannah Jane Lewis, what would be your desert island dick?
I think it would be Gangnam Style.
That is such a good
choice.
What's his name? Psy.
Yes.
Psy something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, that song is so fucking annoying.
I would go absolutely crazy, I think.
I think Psy would go crazy if he was stuck with that song on a desert island. That is a very good choice.
Yeah, that would not be ideal.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Please, can you introduce your brand new exclusive single that no one has heard before on the airwaves?
Okay, I'm Hannah Jane Lewis, and this is my next single, Hide and Go Seek.
I can feel the warmth of your skin. Baby, we're evaporating. The tension in the air is a lie. And I can see my heart in your eyes. Why don't you take me
presents. Damon Sylvester and
Incorporated.
I would like to know what Bubbler Ranks thinks about this.
Tweet Bubbler Ranks. Let's
thank say him. Bubbler, you were obsessed with your Twitter. Come on the show. Don't actually come on the show.
Yeah, for real.
Bubbler wants to come on the show. We will let him.
You will let him. We won't be here.
Where are you going to be?
Somewhere safe.
Yeah, somewhere safe.
Imagine that if a guest did come in and then just started.
Started wanking in here. What would you do?
Would Bubbler come in and then get his dick out, or would he have it out there and then ready just to come in and sperm everywhere?
I don't know. No, it's Matt. It's up to you. It's completely your fantasy, Nat. You tell us how it goes.
Every Wednesday,
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Moam Aloha featuring Meryn Jean. Before that, Hannah Jane Lewis's brand new single that no one has ever heard before.
She was so
nice. She was so nice. Didn't we have a lol?
We did have a big lols.
We had a big lols.
A big abba lols.
Is that, are you saying it like that because we've drunk too much Prosecco?
No, we've not really had that much. We're good.
I know.
We're still
actually
good.
We need to refill our cups.
Get Leon in to splash it over.
Leon! So I'm going to do a review of the Suicide Squad
premiere.
Yeah, please
do. Whilst someone went to the premiere, didn't they?
Yeah, someone
it wasn't
did.
Me.
And
it wasn't
I thought
me.
I was literally the coolest fucking motherfucker in the world. No, I didn't. I was so, honestly, I was like a girl on Christmas Eve.
Well, first of all, please address because... Leon is literally walking into pour Prosecco for us. That is amazing.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
Leon, I'm letting you do it.
Do the second one.
Leon is the best.
The second, oh, sorry, I was saying the second, I was looking at the second glass. What I meant was the reviews of Suicide Squad have not been kind, have they?
Well, it's a good, do you know what? I really enjoyed the film. I really, really enjoyed the film. It was like a hoot. And I know why the reviews are bad. From watching, I know why, but it's not really found. It's a film that's sort of like starting a lot of other films. If that makes sense.
So
it's definitely, you know, like that Harry Potter where it was like the Harry Potter in between the Harry Potters.
Yes.
It's like, well done, Leon, you're amazing.
Perfect. That was perfect, Leon.
Next time, come in with no clothes on, please, as a naked butler. Otherwise, I'm not interested. It was really good film. It's like full throttle. And also, do you know what was amazing?
No.
All the actors were good.
Okay, so
but I think there's, when you get a lot of famous people, a lot of famous actors in one film, it's difficult to not just concentrate on that. If that makes sense,
is there a lead character in the film?
I would say that Will Smith takes on the lead character in a way, but I almost feel like that's just because he's like, as he said, because they all got tattoos when they're on it. The one thing you can tell is when they, because they come on all the actors and do a little pre-chat before the film starts, and you can tell they're all really good friends, like they've genuinely had a ball making this film.
Yeah, that's what one of the actors, Jay Hernandez, said. They asked him about the reviews and he said, yeah, absolutely, it does piss me off when we get terrible reviews.
He's the Australian guy, isn't he?
That's Jay Courtney. There's Jay Hernandez as well. Two J's.
Yeah, Jay. It's because they were talking a lot about Jay Courtney being naked all the time. At the premiere, all the actors in their interviews were talking about how he was always naked. Every single one of them mentioned
on screen
it.
Or off screen.
No, off screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I said, when Jay Hernandez was there, he said that
he's amazing. He plays a fireman.
Yeah, he said it does piss me off that people get in the reviews, but we've made it for the fans. But he also said that we're so tight on this film, we're so friends. I've made friends for life. That actually, I don't really care.
No, and the thing is, it's the kind of film where it's definitely not, you know, a film that's going to leave you contemplating, you know, the meaning of life, but it's definitely a film, it's full throttle, it's shot incredibly well, because you get the stories behind each character. Margot Robbie was fucking amazing, and I'm using fucking because I think it's deserved. She, like, for me, was outstanding in the film, like really outstanding. Her character was really good. A lot of people have been saying about how the film's sexist and stuff. I didn't personally feel it was. Yes, her character is very sexually aware, and like you are quite aware of her being, but it's almost, if, do you know what, interestingly, completely flipping this, as a feminist myself, I felt like it was taking the piss more out of stupid men.
Yeah.
Because actually what they do is portray a woman who's severely sort of crazed, essentially, who is really good looking.
Yeah.
And it's all these men who, despite the fact that she would kill you as quickly as she'd kiss you, they all fancy her. And it, for me, it was like taking the piss out of men just being that stupid that they would be that sexually excited by someone. Doesn't matter if she could kill you, they still want to have sex with you.
Okay.
And that's how I honestly viewed it, like she was in the power because she used her sexuality. Not that you should use your sexuality, but she was sort of like unaware of her sexuality. It wasn't like she was trying to be sexy. She just was sort of doing her thing.
Okay, and Jared Leto.
Yeah.
I mean, because he was all over. The thing about the film, before I knew about it, was him. Like, it seemed like he's going to be, he's got full method, he's then the Joker. What is he like in the film? How much is he in the film?
He was very good as the Joker.
Right.
For me, it's a difficult one because I really love the original Batmans with Jack Nicholson. And I also think Heath Ledger blew the world apart with his performance as the Joker. But Jared Leto does it justice 100%, but he's not really in the film that much.
That is surprising though, because
they have to do that because he's taking on a character from someone who sadly passed away and also left a legacy.
Right.
You know, Heath Ledger left a huge legacy for that character. I think they needed to promo.
Yeah.
But basically the whole,
it's a different Batman though, isn't it? Because I know about Ben Affleck's in this film. And Christian Bale played the Batman in the Heath Ledger film, didn't he?
But it's different because his character is more of a main character than Batman in the film is not a main character. Batman appears in the film and is in it a lot of times, but it's not like anything to do with
him.
Well, the whole story is about these naughty people who get captured and told they'll die if they don't do the bidding of this supervillain woman who was incredible. What's her name? The lady who plays the...
Viola Davis.
She was incredible, and I love her as an actress anyway,
yeah,
but
great.
She was really good. The whole film, in my opinion, don't get me wrong, it wasn't my favourite film in the whole world, but I really enjoyed it. I thought the acting was amazing. I thought the camaraderie when they came... I mean, for God's sake, I saw Will Smith in real life now.
Oh, God.
Why does anyone care about anything but
that's
that?
That's true, but you've seen... Yeah.
He's a big boy, like, as in, like, big, muscly,
yeah,
like...
he is.
...tank of a man.
Mm.
But he was really nice to the crowd. Like, all of them, you can just tell they're all really sort of sweet. They all get on really well. Margot Robbie especially was, like, going... She literally, I think, had a photo with every single fan that was there.
That's nice.
I got a Snapchat with Will Smith in the background, so I'm happy.
Yeah, that's good.
No, it was a really good film. Also, we got free minstrels and a packet of pop chips. Everywhere I go, free packets of pop chips. I don't know how pop chips make any money. They're always free.
Okay, well, I need to try. Why the hell haven't I tried any of these things?
Oh my God, you'd hate them. I can tell.
Why?
I can tell now you'd hate them. I don't know why. I just think you'd hate them. They're not like normal crisps. They're like a mixture between a crisp and a Snacker Jack.
But it's perfect. I don't even like crisps. Hate crisps.
Oh my God, do you?
Yeah, I don't like crisps.
Okay, well, let's test that out.
Okay, let's
also,
get some
I drank
chips.
A bottle of champagne and was really, really pissed by the time I left. So. My movie review might not be 100% accurate because I was quite drunk when I left.
Well, I think that's always good to watch. I didn't even know Ben Affleck was in the film until I saw the Metro this morning that he was at the premiere.
Babe, you're talking from the girl who was there and didn't know he was in the film. I was there and then he arrived and it was just like, and also Henry Cavill who plays Superman was there. Don't know why he was there because Superman's not in it, but they talk about Superman and they talk about Batman. The reason I really like the film was because they talk about it as a universe, which it is, because you always get those films like quite individually talked, you know, they're all sort of like, oh, it's Batman or it's Superman. But recently they've done Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Now they've done this. And it was very inclusive. Also, Cara Delevingne, in her first sort of major acting role, you know, really good. She played the villain, sort of.
Okay.
Kind of. It's really hard to explain. But her character, like, she looked incredible as her character. She's like a witch from the dark.
Right. Is her part quite big?
Yes. She's just as big as everyone else. But she's not with them.
Right, okay.
So, like, you think of the biggest characters as the team that go around, like, fighting evil. So, in a way, but she has actually got as much...
As everyone else. Right.
A lot of people got killed in it. A lot of people.
So will some of the cast not be able to do a sequel? Is that what you're saying?
Should I say?
Don't say who dies in the film.
Oh, no one died. No, none of the main.
Okay, fine.
None of the people that you see at the that are being promoed the most die.
Okay, fine.
But you can tell that there's going to be about 11 films that come out of this one film, which excites me. I like that with a film.
Will Smith wouldn't do it unless he thought there was going to be a film. I'm sure that's what Will Smith.
That's 100%. That's what I told you.
A star that big.
That is what I said to Nat earlier. I said I think that from watching it, you can see that there's going to be offshoots of this film. But anyway, it was amazing, and if anything. Thing. I came away with a bag of free minstrels.
That's
so
that's a great night out.
That for me is a great night out. Oh, also on the side note, the soundtrack is really sick, and there's a few new tracks on there. Sadly, we can't play Grimes because it's not out yet.
Mm.
It's been premiered on Beats One, but it's not available anywhere yet. So we're going to play Eminem Without Me, which is I think a very good throwback Thursday track for us today.
And
the whole soundtrack's really good. We're going to follow it up with the 21 Pilots Heathen, which is the sort of soundtrack of the film.
Okay.
But we're going to kick it off with Eminem. This is Without Me.
Obie Trice, real name, no gimmicks. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back.
Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating. When I'm rocking the table while he's operating.
Hey!
You waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see.
They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So come on and dip, come on your lips. Fuck that, come on your lips and come on your tits and get ready, cause this shit's about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits. Fuck you, Debbie! Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said they start feeling like prisoners helpless till someone comes along on a mission and yells, bitch! A visionary, vision is scary, can start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. So just let me revel and bask in the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass, and it's a disaster, such a catastrophe for you to see. So damn much of my ass you ask for me. Well, I'm back, na 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 na. Fix your minutes and I'm tuning in and I'm gonna enter in and up under your skin like a splinter. The center of attention, back for the winner, I'm interesting. The best things in wrestling, investing in your kids' ears and nesting.
Testing, attention please.
Feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent? You sent for me?
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy.
You can get your ass kicked worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards. And Moby, you can get stomped by Obi. You 36-year-old boy had a fat clone. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listen to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults. I've been, though, suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to disgust me. So this must mean I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just obscene. Yeah. Though I'm not the first king of controversy, I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley. To do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy.
Hey,
there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge. But no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me.
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me.
Some people who they don't try and claim that they're gangster, but they are gangster.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all the mums out there who know they'll just shut you down just with a look.
Yeah.
They haven't even got to speak. It's just the look, like, don't even test me
don't
right
now.
Don't
even go there. Just fix all the collar as well. Like,
yeah.
You know, or draw, say, look to take the earrings off. That's when you're like, yeah, all right, let me just get out of here.
Yeah.
Just a stare.
And it's like, yeah.
You say that again. I dare you to say that again. Without
like
even saying that shit. It's the eyes say that.
Every Monday.
Sarah Love and my
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. For them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse.
Welcome to the room of people who have rooms of people that they love one day. Docked away.
Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get this sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. We don't deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You love another freak show sitting next to you. You love some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget.
Love that from 21 Pilots, Heathens. I actually went to see them a couple of months. I'm sure I did the review on the show. They are so good because they remind me of my childhood.
Yeah.
They're like proper sort of merging of Blink 182, Good Charlotte, all those guys.
They're doing really well.
Well, they are huge in America. Like,
yes.
Like, when I originally went to see them, they were very unknown in the UK. And now they're suddenly, well, they were always going to, this was always going to happen because they are so big in America, like huge, 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 huge. I think there are a lot of people, like, did you know that Selena Gomez has the most Instagram followers in the world?
I didn't know that, no.
It's quite random, like, but it's because she's huge in America.
Yeah, if you can crack America. Then.
Well, I mean, that's her thing. Also, she's actually a really good actress.
I haven't seen her in anything.
She's an actress.
Started the Disney.
Yeah. But I saw a film with her recently, which is called The Fundamentals of Caring, which has got
Paul Rudd's in
there,
isn't
he? Rudd, who is one of my favourite people in the world, and the guy, he's a Geordie actor.
Craig Young, I think his name is. He's from, amazing. Submarine.
As well.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez really like played a character that I was like really shocked by, and she was really good at it.
She was in that. What was that film called? Where it's all the girls in the bikinis. Comedy Korean film. I can't remember the name of it now.
Oh, the one with the naughty
James
one.
James Franco.
Yeah. Can't remember.
She was good in that, actually, yeah.
All I can think of is Pineapple Express now. Anyway, we're going to do some Desert Island Dicks now.
Here we are. Well, we've had some in.
Should we read them after? We're going to play.
Yeah, let's do everything.
Yeah, this is a very good Desert Island Dicks that we got from Leaf Fest. This is a little bit of an exclusive. We had a chat with them, which you can find the full interview on YouTube. And this is the Desert Island Dicks that we did with them. So on our show, we play a little game called Desert Island Dicks. And that's where I get you guys. Exactly. Yeah, Desert Island Dicks. Yeah. On this segment, we get you guys to choose a song that you would absolutely fucking hate to be stuck on a desert island with.
Oh,
and it can be a song that you really liked once, but...
I can answer this.
Oh, great. This is the perfect Desert Island Dick. Okay, everything's Desert Island Dick, please.
Okay, UB40, Red Red Wine.
Yeah, Jesus. It's the sound of being sick, isn't it? Even sonically, it's really queasy. Quasi comfortable, pretend chilled out. Oh, mm-hmm. It's awful. It's like on a cultural level, it's offensive. UB40, Red Red Wine. Yeah.
For me, the fact that you just said the sound of being sick has made my festival end off. Well, thank you so much, boys, for coming to have a chat. What lads?
What lads? And they were immediately in
Red,
with,
Red Wine.
Which I actually quite like that song.
I do, but if you think about it, if you heard it five times, you would.
If I heard it twice, I'd be pissed
annoying,
off.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So
I'd
I think
really
they have a point.
Off.
I think they have a point.
Right, let me. I'm going to come over to you and try and read these Desert Island Dicks. Hold on. Okay, so up first we've got one from Kelly. Hi Harriet, my Desert Island Dick follow up to Hannah's Desert Island Dick is Psy Gentleman. Yeah,
I don't even know that one. I don't acknowledge anything after Gangnam Style.
Yeah, I don't think I know what it is, but I think I do. Hold on, it's something Gentleman. No, I can't remember. My okay, one from Dick. Apt. Oh no, Lottie. No, they've just subjected the letter Dick. Dick. My Desert Island Dick is Flo Rida and Robin Thicke. I don't like it. I love it. Blur. Oh my God, I don't even know what that is. I don't like it. How is Robin Thicke still allowed to make songs? That's what I want to know.
He shouldn't be. Has he ever done a song with Chris Brown? Because that would be just like the ultimate thing for me.
Oh my God.
So much. Yeah.
Horrible. He should though. That would be funny.
Yeah.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, we got some last requests in.
Oh, we're not going to
save those
yet,
for
though.
A bit as well.
Yeah, we'll save those till a little bit later. So I was going to talk to you about something because I think this is really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we found out that Becky with the good hair,
yes,
is actually not anyone.
Oh.
So there was someone else actually wrote this song, Diana Gordon, and she was like, "No, that was my idea that Beyonce chose to sing the song, and that was completely separate."
That's a bit disappointing. And then it's kind
super
of
super disappointing because I wanted to hate someone.
Beyonce
and now I can't.
Knew what she was doing by doing that. It totally got her publicity for
Babe,
it.
She made batches saying Becky with the good hair.
Right. So she absolutely knew, and smart of her as well. She go, "What is going to get me the maximum publicity for this album?" That line in itself.
100%.
She did well. She's very smart, Beyonce.
Yeah, she is. She's made about 500 albums, so yeah. I think she knows how to get us.
Well, they were all in on it, and Jay-Z had to be like, "I'm not going to say a thing either. Let's just all keep
but
it."
But I think she chose these songs because she was. I mean, maybe he didn't even cheat on her.
Maybe
it's all a huge ruse.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to talk about that on the show because I felt very strongly that it was interesting. Also, let's talk about the elephant in the room, Orlando Bloom.
It is elephant-sized, yeah.
Well, it looks like an elephant.
It's a trunk.
Ears,
it's a hell of a trunk, yeah. He's naked.
So you keep ruining my punchlines now.
Oh, sorry.
Well, because no one will have heard that he was naked. We're going to be the first person
to break it,
letting them know.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So I don't know how I feel about this because on the one side, it's funny. But also, if it was a girl, everyone would be freaking out.
Yeah, there is that it would be. It's quite sexist. You're right.
I do quite like, though, that in the photo, Katy Perry's just sort of chilling at the front. He's literally just got his willy sort of hanging
behind
there.
He's just
being really manly and just rowing the little sort of
Don't say anything little about Orlando Bloom.
We saw the uncensored picture before the show.
We had a look. And, yeah. That's good, but you are right. If it was a female wandering around with no clothes on, and you
I would
see
feel
it,
offended
it would
if
be,
it was, and I think that's a little bit sexist.
Yeah, I know.
We were all talking about it. We were like, "Is it offensive that it's a man?" I'm not sure. I mean, on the one hand, he's chosen to be in the middle of the sea, completely naked, but on the other hand, did he choose to have his photo taken?
No, he did. I think it's just really funny that what I find funny about that picture is she's there in a bikini for whatever reason. He's completely naked on a little boaty thing. But he's got a hat on, obviously, so why wouldn't you be naked apart from a hat?
No, because he's protection. Covering... Yeah, he's covering...
So it's very smart of Orlando, but the fact that he's just naked and she isn't naked and she's just like, "Cool, yeah, whatever."
No, I think the main thing about it is that when a woman... If a woman was like, "I'm really confident with my body, I'm just going to get photographed naked and leak it," you'd be like, "Oh, that's slutty." But when it's a man, men just... Because it's like an appendage that they want to show off. They're quite like Spencer Matthews deliberately leaked that photo,
did he?
And like Justin Bieber, all those. And it's like, does that make it different? Because men want people to see that stuff.
My favourite male naked celebrity story.
Dappy.
It's not Dappy. Well, that's a good one as well. It's Matthew McConaughey.
I've not seen that.
When I don't think there were pictures, but they came to his house.
How could there not have been pictures?
Because it was when they came to knock his house. He was playing naked bongos, and they had to come to his house and tell him to be quiet. And he's just there chilling out, playing some bongos, completely.
That makes total
naked.
Sense to me. Do you know? I watched Wolf of Wall Street the other day, and I was watching. I was like, it does still make me really uneasy. That he was so skinny because he just filmed
Dallas Buyers Club, yeah.
And he was so, he is so connected to his art, because losing that much weight, I was just looking at him and I was like, Jesus, he looks emancipated. And it's quite scary how small he got.
He did well, and did a really good job in that film. I think he's a really good actor.
He's an incredible actor. But that's what I mean, is like being that committed where you'd go so, I mean, Jared Leto obviously did the same,
he did the same thing for the film as well,
where he got super skinny. But it was like, I was watching it again, I was like, oh my God, that is incredible how small you got. Anyway, on a side note,
love Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Yes,
the new Harry Potter book. Everyone's going nuts. It feels like we've gone back to 1995 because everyone's playing Pokemon Go, reading Harry Potter, and it seems quite bizarre. But I'm quite happy with it. I haven't played Pokemon Go yet, and I don't give a shit about it. But Harry Potter, I give a shit about.
Oh, have you got it?
I haven't got the book, but it's my birthday on Monday, so I'm hoping to get the book for my birthday. I have asked for it, but I don't really understand what the game is with this. Play, like, I can't get tickets, so what? I don't understand.
Because it's
happening.
Sold out.
No, it's the tick. No, it's really awful. Actually, the ticket. It's ticket touts, and they're like £500 to get a ticket, which is actually apparently the reason why when you go to big gigs. And when I went to Beyonce, it was very evident. And because she said, "Oh, I'm playing to a sold out Wembley," and there was loads of empty seats. But what is happening at the moment is an epidemic of tickets. Out, buying up the tickets and selling them for like £500-600 a pop, but then obviously they don't need to sell all of them because they're selling one at sort of triple, quadruple the price. Okay. But apparently that's why a lot of gigs are empty, because ticket touts are buying them and selling them on. Bastards. But that's what's happened with Harry Potter.
Okay, well, I do you love
Do you care about Harry
Potter? I haven't read it, I haven't seen the film. I don't not like it. But
I mean, you obviously do not like it because you haven't seen the film, or
I don't know anything about it at all. But that's okay.
That's so weird, Nat.
It's not really. I don't really have time now. They're chunky books.
Babe, it was like 7 years ago.
I know, but I look at the size of those books and I think, no.
You're not a book person.
No, I am a book person, but just a little bit thinner.
By the way, guys, please do head to my SoundCloud page. I've just put a new birthday mix up, as it's my birthday show, which is a 90s and noughties mix, which Craig David liked because I put him. Well, I put him on it.
Oh, fine. Yeah, fine.
He likes it.
He would have liked it anyway.
Yeah, of course he would, because we follow each other on Twitter.
Yes.
No worries. I am such a fan girl. But no, he's in it, so you should listen to it. Also, people like A-Marie and other such. And it's a special one because it's an hour long.
It's nice. Very nice.
Nat doesn't care.
I do care. I will listen to it and love it and like
will
it.
You? Do you like 90s and noughties music?
Yes, very much so.
Do you?
I do.
But you don't like Harry Potter, just to be clear. Should we play a bit of Kanye West?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is his track that we were talking about earlier with the video that's the Balmain advert. It's really good. Go and watch it. But not before you've listened to it live on FUBAR Radio with Harriet Rose.
So high, your wings might melt. You're much too good to be true. be your Joseph, only tell you real shit, that's the T, no sip, don't trip, that pussy slippery, know it, we ain't tripping on shit, we just sipping on this, just forget the whole shit, we could laugh about nothing, I impregnate your mind, let's have a baby without fucking, yo, I know it's corny bitches, you wish you could unfollow, I know it's corny niggas, you wish you could unswallow, I know it's corny bitches, you wish you could unfollow, I know it's corny niggas, you wish you could unswallow, hey, I know it's corny bitches, you wish you could unfollow. I know it's corny niggas, you wish you could unswallow. You tried to play nice, everybody just took advantage. You left your fridge open, somebody just took a sandwich. I said, baby, what if you was clubbing, thugging, hustling before you met your husband? Then I said, what if Mary was in the club, but she met Joseph around hella thugs, cover nori and lamb's wool? We surrounded by the fucking wolves.
What if Mary,
was in the club, but she met Joseph with no love, cover saint and lamb's wool?
And she was,
we surrounded by,
surrounded by
the fucking wolves.
Balmain advert if you want to go check that out. So we're in the studio with Shayla Rose. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good. How are you?
Are we live vlogging right now?
Yes.
I don't really understand live vlogging. So can people see us right now?
No, it's not Periscope.
Okay.
Oh, it's like pre-recorded.
We're pre-recorded. This is exciting. I'm pleased to be part of it.
Yeah, I'm going to at you and everything.
When yeah. So you're a vlogger as well as a singer?
Yes, I am. Well, I wouldn't really say I'm a vlogger. I just do it.
Just do vlogging?
Yeah. I'm not really in it like that.
But I kind of like the vibe. Basically, I think I missed out on it. I wish I had been in the vibe, but I've tried to do it. I do it a little bit on the show, though.
Yeah.
We do little top tens and talking. But I like watching other people do it. I don't really understand what's happening, but it's enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people vlogging at the premiere actually yesterday.
Of course, that is something, like, you'd vlog at that because everyone wants to know what's going on. There's a big
I was
name.
Just trying to take pictures of Will Smith and myself in the same photo.
Oh, right.
I was just trying to selfie with Will Smith.
What, sure.
I think he wouldn't have minded if I'd asked him. He was enjoying giving the selfies out last night. Anyway, talk to us about Make It Happen, your brand new single.
That is my new single. It is literally just like an positive, empowering song, like make it happen, make your dreams come true, like there's no limits.
And I get that vibe from you a lot, your Twitter and stuff. You're kind of a very positive person. You give out really good vibes.
Yeah, I mean, that's, do you know what? That is what I want to hear.
Yeah.
My work is accomplished.
No, seriously, that's what it's about. Yeah, I'm just really like happy-go-lucky, good mood, like all about being free, expressing yourself. There's just enough, you know, violence and sadness going on around in the world. Like, why?
Especially right now.
Exactly. Why add to it? You know, we just need more peace and love. So
I agree. I totally agree with that. I'm on the vibe with you, babe.
Yeah. No, literally, it's what we need.
And not only are you positive and vibey, but no wonder the Mobile Awards premiered the track.
Yeah. Oh, that was so, like, really, really, really good.
Heartwarming, like, incredible. Yeah. Tell us a bit about how that came about. What happened? When did you find out that was going to happen?
Well, I found out like not long before.
Really?
Of course. It was a surprise because I wasn't really sure who was going to premiere it. I wasn't even going to have a premiere. But they did premiere my last track, Run In. So it was like, I feel like they just supported me again. And it was
That's
good
so
news.
Good though.
Yeah, the Mobo was like, they're so supportive. And I mean, it's so helpful and so, like, how can I explain? Motivating to have a big platform like that push you as well. So yeah. that was really like, keep going.
And such a respected, huge exactly. platform where everyone, you know, if they're putting something up, it's good.
Yeah, really, really.
Which the track is sick, and it was produced by Mikey SOS.
Yeah, it was.
Who's really done stuff with Stormzy, Krypton Conan, yeah. like Wretch 32, everyone.
Proper.
How fun was that to work with him?
Well, we went to college together.
Oh, really?
So it was like, yeah, it was inevitable.
Well, so it was a lot of fun as well because yeah. you knew each other anyway.
Yeah, no, he's a really talented guy, and he gave me loads of advice, and yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
What sort of fuels your writing for these kind of songs, other than your positivity? Do you use your life events? Do you use...
Definitely use my live events. Well, try not to make them so personal.
Yeah.
I mean, that does help when you're writing about what you're going through.
Yeah.
But live events, just life in general, like Christianity, my religion and stuff, you know. Try not to sound so cheesy, but it's the
juicy,
truth.
Did you say?
Cheesy.
I was
trying to sound so cheesy.
Notorious B.I.G. juicy or
oh,
like...
no, that is a banger. I love that song.
No, cool, that's wicked. So how would you describe your sound if you were going to talk from some like an alternate perspective to your own? How would you describe yourself?
You know, like, my sound is changing as I'm new as well. That's been one of my little tasks, my little, you know, challenges.
You're growing as an artist.
Exactly. So it's so hard because I listen to everything, and when I listen to everything, it's like, oh, okay, I want to do everything. But you have to do what suits you, and I'm still like working on that. But right now I would say it's kind of R&B soul with some like kind of Afro dance kind of vibe, because I like to dance. I do dance as well.
Oh, do
so,
you?
Yeah. So
you do everything.
No, I don't.
You're a very busy girl.
I am very busy. That's why I vlog.
Yeah,
definitely why I vlog. But I'll definitely say I'm incorporating new sounds. So Make It Happen and Running, my previous sounds, are kind of like more R&B kind of like sounds. But my new stuff is going to be more dancey, mm-hmm. more like dance vibes. And yeah, I won't give it too much away. But
don't tell us
it,
too much.
Yeah, no. When you guys hear it, it'll be... something to make you move.
So over the next year, what's the most exciting thing that's coming up for you in 2016? The rest of, well, I mean, God, we're nearly at the end of 2016, aren't we?
I just can't believe how fast this year has gone. And we're in the first week of August, which is even more scary.
It's so
it's crazy.
It's yeah. so weird. It's really I feel crazy. Like this year's gone by in like 15 seconds.
I remember like saying Happy New Year and
yeah
that, it's just, yeah. It's
I can't remember anything about this year, to be honest. But tell me, let's start off with what's been the most exciting thing that's happened to you this year.
So far, my Vodafone gig.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that.
Thing. Yeah, like, it was so random.
The Future Breakers live event, yeah. which came before the Summertime Ball, right?
Exactly, yeah. It was just so random. I mean, I got an email and I was like, huh? I was just like, what is this? Like, is this real? And then the producers contacted me and they were like, yes, opportunity, blah, blah, blah. So that was so fun to like be on the big stage. I felt like I was like Wireless Festival. I
yeah.
was just screaming and jumping and, no, it was really, really fun. That's been my highlight so far.
Incredible. And what's the most exciting thing you've got to look forward to? What's your kind of most exciting aspiration that you've got coming up? You know, what do you want to achieve in the next year?
Oh, I want to achieve so much, which is like, nothing is being put in place yet, but with the industry and music, it's kind of like you never know what happens. It's just everything is random, like everything happens really randomly. So I'm just looking forward to my gigs, making
music. And so you're doing a lot of gigs, aren't you, for the rest of the summer?
I've got a few. I've got one, actually I've got like two coming up. I've got one called Urban Touch.
Yeah,
it's in the O2. It's like a
amazing
first. It's the first actually of many, and it's going to be really good on 20th. So that's all on my Twitter, my Instagram. And then I've got Afro Meets Pop Festival, which is going to be at the end of the month, 27th. So I'll be like singing with a live band and
Perfect.
Singing different songs. So that will be good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, we're really excited to hear more from you, to be honest. And we're going to be playing Make It Happen in a hot minute.
Thank
but
you guys.
Before that, we need to play a little bit of a game with you.
Okay.
Now,
Desert Island Dicks.
So we play a game called Desert Island Dicks on the show, and it's about, I put you on a desert island and I'm sticking you there with the worst song you've ever heard in your life.
Oh,
and it can
no.
be a song that you've heard too many times and it's annoying now, or basically think of your idea of hell to be stuck with on a desert island.
Oh.
So Shayla Rose, what is your desert island dick? Be honest and don't worry, they probably won't listen to it if they hear it, if you say anyone else's name.
Probably something by the Venga Boys.
Oh, that's a good choice.
You know what
choice.
I mean? It's just really
I actually
loud.
Had the Venga Boys album.
Well, you would do actually.
Venga Bus?
Yeah. And
the Venga Bus is coming and everybody. I actually know all the words to all of their songs.
So do I. It's really terrible.
Well, thank you so much for coming and to have a chat with us. Please introduce your brand new single.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Shayla Rose and this is my brand new single, Make It Happen. Enjoy.
Woo!
Thank you.
addiction. There's no limits, wanna keep all your attention. I'm here in this dimension. Turn down for what, there ain't no need for hesitation. Chasing dreams, that's all I knew. I did what I had to do, it's time till I get through. This energy inside of me, I feel it in the beat, it's taking over me. This house, now you know I'm ready to. This vibe has put me in a mood. Flashing lights is all I see, you know I'm ready to. This energy inside of me, I feel it in the beat, it's taking over me.
Ben Bailey Smith, you have presented me with a guilty pleasure.
It's called The Room, an absolute shambles of 90 minutes based around crumbling relationship between a very creepy, possibly Austrian middle-aged man and his attractive,
sort of hard to know where he's from, isn't it?
Yeah, he claims he's from America. The character Mark, who's played by Greg Sestero, and the crazy voice.
It seems like you're an expert, Mark.
That's Tommy, the writer.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark
from 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Sipping on drinks, sipping on drinks, yeah. Sipping on drinks, sipping on a drink. Yeah. All about the moolah, all about the moolah. Word to the bird, I ain't never take a first shot. Yeah. Running through them keys way before Cali. Running with the pushes way before Malice. Yeah. Word to the five, I'm the one like 4 minus. Caught off the rebound, Ben Wallace gave her $4. Yeah. Sipping on the drink, sipping on a drink. Sipping on the drink, I ain't tryna think. When it gets hot, body start dropping. Hit the strip club, told the hoes gon' get the mop. Word of Diddy, we still rockin'. Word of Biggie, we'll be pockin'.
What? I just bought Selena crib, I'm poppin'. I just told Drizzy, let me take Serena to the tropics. Hey. Sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink, I ain't tryna think. Sittin' high, six guard cover. Tell them hoes get low, six guard coming. Sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink. All about the moolah, all about the moolah. Word to the bird, I ain't never take a first shot.
Pump. Pump it up. She got a good head on her, but I pump it up. I'm not a one hit wonder, they know all my stuff. You let me turn into the nigga that you almost was. I done seen a lot of shit and I done been in things. And I never started nothing, I just finished things. And I'm sell off like the man that brought me in this day. How y'all out here celebrating like the winning team? No, calm down, calm down. Shit ain't how you think it is, take a look around. I'm supposed to be on a vacation right now, but I'm home wildin', word to DJ Khaled, back with another one. I'm steady dropping bombs on your head top. Been that way since I could make your bed rock. I'm on blue away, you can't shop. Bitch, I just rapped and it went pop. Next move better than my last move. Your next move can't erase your past moves. Took her out once she got attached to him. Ring, ring, click, I get back to him. You don't really want the views. You don't want a snapshot of things going on with the crew. You don't want to hear not nice. Did 13 and did another two for some other shit he didn't do. Last week, boy, them running in the room. This week, sold 1.2. Yeah, it's a Boucheron, baby boy. Yeah, and I know Taraji like I'm baby boy. And I fuck with Weezy and I'm baby boy. Sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink. And sippin' on a drink, I ain't tryna think.
All about the moolah, all about the moolah. Word to the bird, I ain't never take a first shot.
Sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink. Sippin' on a drink, I ain't tryna think. All about the moolah, all about the moolah. Word to the bird, I ain't never take a first shot. The birds win rings and things, you know. But we'll never take the bird shopping, you know. Still, you already don't know. Big up, six guys. And skirt, skirt.
That was Drake, and also the gif that was put online just now makes me happy. It's Drake popping bottles because it's my birthday. It's not my birthday. Everyone keeps being like, it's your birthday, and I'm like, it's not really my birthday.
No, you can celebrate it from this moment.
I am the queen and I have 5 days of a birthday.
Do it. I do. I'm still celebrating mine now. Mine was in June, so it's fine.
Mine was two years ago.
It doesn't matter.
We've got Cadiata coming to the studio in a hot minute, but we're going to do a little bit of chatting first. We've got last requests. Should we actually read out the last request now?
Yeah.
Okay. I've lost the messages on my laptop. Now Nat's going to... Laptop? My iPad. Is it there?
Yes, it's
there. Okay. So last request today. Thank you to everyone who sent them in. And if you still want to send them in, you've got time. At Fubar Radio on Twitter, or rose@fubarradio.com. Drake Hotline Bling is my last request. Still love it, from Jane.
Mm-hmm. That's a good choice.
Hello, my last request is Justin Bieber, Sorry. Banger, from Molly. And finally, Ross thinks we should play Beyonce, Sorry. Funny that they both released a song called Sorry.
Yeah, I only get the impression of one of them is ever sorry about things, though.
No, that's Justin Bieber's never
ever sorry.
He's not sorry at all. I feel like it's very fitting that we should play Beyonce, Sorry.
Because we mentioned...
Because we've talked about it, but I'm not gonna commit to it yet.
No, you've still got time to send another one if you want to, and we can...
Yeah, tweet us at Fubar Radio and let us know what you'd like to hear. So thank you so much to everyone for listening to this show, my birthday show as well today, because we've enjoyed being back. We were off last week, so we were having a lol at Leaf Fest and getting...
Working hard at Leaf Fest, I think you'll say.
Getting pissed up, bitches. I didn't get drunk. It's just the whole Fubar team that got drunk. Like, I actually was sober because I was actually really seriously working.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't drink any alcohol
at all. No, of course not. Not at the incredibly cheap bar. course, why would we?
What, where you got your cider blush?
Let's talk about that, because I've done some investigating. I've never had a blush cider before. Maybe I haven't lived, I don't know. But quite nice, really. Quite
the
lovely.
The chaviest drink in the world. It's like...
How is that a chavvy drink?
Babe, rosé is not cool.
Rosé is not chavvy.
Cool people don't drink rosé. Except for you. I know it's your favourite drink, but I've been trying to train you with Prosecco.
Because I hate red, so I figured I do love white.
But did you work it out by mixing red and white together? Is that how you got to the point where you realised you like rosé?
Yeah, that's how I make my rosé. I don't buy rosé. I just put a bit of red and white together and I call that rosé.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I do.
I thought so.
It's classy, actually, I think you'll find.
I think you'll find it isn't. but I think you'll find that I'm happy for you to continue living your life in that way.
That's how I made the cider blush, just sort of red wine with cider.
They
cider
were loving blush. The cider blush at Lee
Very
Fest.
Popular.
I've got to say as well, thank you to everybody at FooBar for my frozen themed pen. Now, guys, just to take you back again to the 1990s, I've been brought a pen where you can get, I think, 12 different colours when you pull down the little, what is it called, spring. And, and I've got a fucking orange pen right here.
Yeah, who has one of those?
And you just press the little froze. I'm going to tweet a picture of it so you can all see it, but it's incredible. So thank you very much for making me spiel feshy fuck.
It's the oranges you're particularly attracted to. You've mentioned the orange colour a few times.
Yeah, because who the fuck has an orange pen?
Nobody has, and that's a shame.
You know, I'm drawing oranges when I don't even need to, like, pretend that they're oranges, because you can tell they are because they're orange.
It's a good colour for you.
Right, so we're going to play some more music now. Are we going to play Warpaint?
I think we're going to play the new song.
This is brand new from Warpaint. It's very aptly named new song. And following that, we're going to play the new one from Ritual as well. So here's new song by Warpaint. Paint's brand new one, new song. I'm very excited to have Cadiata in the studio. How's it going?
I'm alright, I still, I'm alright.
Are you Snapchatting?
I'm
chatting
Snapchatting right now.
Snapshagging, I nearly said.
Yeah, well, that's going to come soon.
That's a completely different thing. That's later on the show. How's it going, mate?
I'm good, man. I'm good still, yeah, man. Just released a new single and that.
I know, and I'm obsessed. Yeah. Honestly, I listened to it on SoundCloud. It's so good. It's really my vibe, and I hope you don't mind me saying, but you remind me in a way of Frank Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
And it really helped me to get over the fact that he hasn't released his album because I was listening to your tunes.
That's cool with me, man. That's cool with me. I've never got that before.
Honestly, I don't know why, but I think it was like the back, you know, the music you use with, because it's like a mixture of grime, rap, hip hop, but then also with the 80s, 90s pop synth backing.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Thank you, man.
It's called Onda.
Yeah.
And it's out and it's on SoundCloud. It was premiered on Notion magazine,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, it was premiered on Notion. So but sick. Even before that, it was getting like some plays on like One Extra stations.
It's
like
huge.
That. Thank you, man. Thank you.
It's just, if anyone is really pining for Frank Ocean's new album, go and listen to Onda, because it was really gave me that, like,
yeah.
But all the stuff on your, I really like the merge of all the different genres of music. So tell us a bit about how did it all start? Where did Cadiata come from?
It's just I've been making I first started on Graham. Well, at first it was like I was listening to a lot of hip hop, but then as soon as I heard Graham, I was like, UK man can do it as well, you get me? So I started on Graham and that, and then obviously, just growing up in general, I just used to listen to pop music at home and blah, 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 you get me? And then, once Graham started kind of dying down, I just kind of started exploring a little bit more.
Yeah.
And, now I just put everything together and it is where it is, man, you get me?
It's so spicy is how I'd describe it. It's kind of like, because I mean, I'm a huge fan of grime anyway.
Yeah.
And hip-hop and 80s synth, bizarrely, but I think you could listen to that being a fan of any of those genres and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's the aim, man. That's the aim. We're just trying to branch out and get loads of audiences together, you get me?
And SoundCloud's a good place to do that as well.
Putting the stuff
on SoundCloud, because it's getting that sort of reach of people who are searching for that new sound,
exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
So what's coming up next for you? Is there an EP coming? Is there an album coming? What's the plans for Cadiata?
I've been working on like loads of tunes, and I'm not sure if I'm happy with it yet, but I'm planning to like formulate an EP off of it.
Sick.
So I'm just gonna decide which ones to put on and kind of do some transitions and just bring it all together, because I have so many influences, sometimes it sounds too different from each other, you get me? So
yeah
I just need to find which ones fit best together and which ones I should just put out on its own, you get me? So
and are you gonna be performing live anytime this year?
I've got a show coming up tomorrow at the Tate.
Oh my god.
Yeah, tomorrow
that's
at the Tate.
That's incredible. Just like, no, it's just like, oh yeah, no, I'm just performing at the Tate.
A little venue called the Tate.
Slip that in, just like a bit of a nowhere place.
I don't think I've heard of that.
You probably haven't heard of this place. No. It's called the Tate Modern, you know, like, no. That's sick. So tell us more about that show.
Yeah, so I'm performing with an artist called Flo Hayo, and she's going to be performing a few tracks, and it's just going to be a very arty kind of performance.
Sick.
And also, I've also got a show coming up with Dummy Magazine, and that's going to be on the 10th of August in Ace Hotel in Shoreditch store.
Basically, you're being whipped up by all the cool people. They want to be part of your music right now. That must be pretty nice to be being sort of noticed by some of the, not only the music industry, but the art industry. Yeah. Everyone is sort of taking note of what you're doing.
Yeah. I guess it's good, man, but I still feel like there's a long way to go, because I don't know, I'm just trying to like harness the skills and all of that kind of stuff, you get me? So
but it's nice that you're sort of saying like, oh, I'm not happy with it, I'm going to work on it more. You're not just putting shit out, you're working on it, making sure you're happy with it.
And
it's quite evident, because it's really good.
It's a gift and a curse, isn't it, Carla? I don't know, sometimes like I might just not release anything for a while, and then I'll slap myself and be like, nah, man, you have to fucking release it, mate.
It's hard doing a job like that when you could just sit and do nothing, as in terms of like, you know, you could just work on it and work on it and work on it and not put anything out. But actually sometimes you need to go, right, I've got to put something out now.
But then at the same time as well, you can't really rush yourself.
No, and you can't put stuff out that you're not 100% behind.
Yeah, exactly, man.
But it feels like that's where you are right now, and you're putting stuff out that is, you know, really working. And obviously it is, because people like Notion Mag are picking it up.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the music industry right now? Like, you yourself fitting into it, and also the other musicians that are working right now?
I feel like, in terms of urban, I feel like it's healthy right now.
Mm.
But I feel like the pop kind of industry or whatnot, it's a little bit oversaturated. Well, it's a lot oversaturated, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it could be like, I don't know, man. There's like loads of sick artists out there. I feel like someone just needs to have like this sick market in mind and just manage to change it for good. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, growing up on like 90s and 2000s pop, like the music was actually sick, like,
so
you get me?
Sick.
But I'm not too sure if I can say the same right now, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like
it's a different vibe now. We were talking about this with films as well, like the 90s films that you watch, there's just nothing like it now.
Yeah,
genres change and they evolve and and stuff, but you kind of sometimes want to go back to that.
Yeah,
but that's what people like you are doing.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's debatable whether like whether we should go back or we should go forward in a positive direction, you know what I mean?
Because Throwback Thursday is kind of done, right? Even though today is Throwback Thursday. It's my favourite day of the week.
It is Thursday.
So you're obviously going to be performing live tomorrow. What's your favourite thing about performing in front of a crowd?
Performing? You know what it is? Tomorrow I feel like it's going to be quite mellow. But my favourite thing is usually to just fucking do a mosh pit. But I guess tomorrow, I guess it's going to be a little bit more artistic, and that's always a plus.
That's a vibe, though.
So yeah.
Different experience as well.
Different experience, man. Yeah.
So, and we like to ask our artists that come on this show, but what would be on your ideal rider? You know, like when you go and you play, and they give you some drinks or they give you some food. Like, what is your top things that you need on that rider to keep you going in a performance?
I don't know, man. I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, but you've got to think of what you're like. Think of like your Mariah Carey right now. She likes to have like 100 white doves.
Just get the answer ready for when you're asked.
You need to act like you need that.
You know what it
white
is.
Doves.
You know what it is with me though. Like, I'm from a very humble beginning. You get me. I live on a council estate. You get me.
Yeah.
So I'm not really like too fussy. I'm just very like appreciative of everything that comes my way. Like, yeah, just can you get me some water, please? Like, you get
that's the best thing ever, though.
Yeah, man.
Like, no one does that shit for me, and I want to kind of live like through you guys while you're making sick music and getting this. You got to live with the benefits, babe.
Yeah.
Bottle of whiskey. I couldn't drink that, but
who knows, isn't it? Maybe when I get there, I'll be like, actually, no, you know what?
Yeah, 100 white doves.
Let me get 3 kvosses.
Yeah, remember me when you say that. Yeah, 100 white doves and M&Ms, but only the yellow and blue ones. So we play a little game on the show called Desert Island Dicks.
Island Dicks.
And it's basically, you are stuck on a desert island. I'm putting you on a desert island, and I'm sticking you with the worst song you could ever imagine being stuck there with. And it can be a song that you once liked, but it's been played so many times that you want to like throw your head away when you hear it. So what would be Kadiata's Desert Island Dick?
Songs.
It can be one that you don't feel rude saying.
No, I don't feel rude at all. But I don't know, man. There's so many to pick one. Like,
that's actually the first time anyone said that. Normally people are going, oh, it's so hard to choose one. Well, you're going, there's so many to choose from.
You know what it is? I'm very like selective when I listen to music in general.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
I only listen to things that that I come across that I'm like, oh, what's that?
This
you get
is
me?
Nice.
So there's loads of music that I hear every day, but there's only like certain tunes that I'm like, oh, what's that? Like, you get me?
I know there's a pop song in your head that you're thinking of right now that you would hate to be stuck with on a desert island.
Gangnam Style.
Yeah!
Two in one show.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No problem.
Please, can you introduce your brand new single?
This is my brand new single, Onda. It's sampled from a Brazilian artist called Cassiano. And yeah, man, just bringing some summer vibes to London if we get any more sun.
Yes.
Foi, não me diga que não foi. She tryna take mine for a boy. Fucking with her means to destroy myself, but I can't be that much. But never is this feeling void. Não vai querer esse zangar.
leg free. All these finesses, moving aggressive. I'm even anti, lovers in the air. You know that I got my vaccine, cause I ain't prepared for the heartbreak and the fancy shit. Man got took to the inferno once I'm mad deep shit. Bitch, you got it twisted, now I'ma keep my distance. I'ma keep on beating things, at least it be consistent. I'ma keep it on the low next time I get a next gem. They ain't got a clue if they should look at me or look at them other couples. Fuck that shit, I'ma spend 10 on a brothel. At least they might spit some respect on my hustle. At least they might give me some neck as they chuckle. At least they might say he ain't rap, and let me live my life. For sake of simplify, now me dig again, I'm fine. She tryna take mine for a boy. Fucking with her means to destroy myself, but I can't be that much. But never is this feeling void. Get this is anger.
Cadiata for coming on. That was Onda. He is incredible.
He's lovely.
Oh, I loved him so much. We're going to go and see his show next week. But before we go, it's last request time, and we've decided to go with Ross's choice of Beyonce. Sorry. Stephen Lang and Lizzie Cundy are up next. Thank you so much for tuning in to our special birthday show. Love you. Bye.
what his truth is.